Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah, daf Tez Zayin. We left off on daf Tez Vav Amud Beis. We are 6 lines from the end of the page on Tez Vav Amud Beis at Belayla Hu Nadada Shnas HaMelech. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored for Shlema, for Rachel Malka Bas Tzertel Shendel. It's also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lizchus for Shlema, also for Rachel Malka Bas Tzertel Shendel. It's also sponsored by Sean Rosenblum as a thank you for the share and accessibility of the share online. Also sponsored Lizecher Nishmas Rav Label Dulitz, a legend at MTA, a dynamic Rebbe and teacher who taught and left a lasting impact on generations of students by Talmidim of Rabbi Dulitz. It's also sponsored by Elisa and Chaim Weitschnerin, in memory of Avram Yosef ben Yisrael Shalom, Avi Blumenfeld, a wonderful husband, father, and grandfather, whose 13th yahrzeit is today. May Neshama continue to have an aliyah. It's also sponsored as Chusra for Shlema for Yisrael ben Fruma. Although he had a sudden life-threatening medical condition, he stayed up to date with the daf shir. And it's also sponsored by Benji Pister, a longtime listener from Toronto, in honor and hakar satov to the shir. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we left off, as I mentioned, 6 lines from the bottom of the page, and we're going to talk about how Achashverosh couldn't sleep one night, and what exactly was going through his mind, and how the whole story happened, that ultimately Mordechai was given the respect and the honor that Haman was trying to plan for himself. We're going to talk a little bit about the daughter of Haman and her role in all of this, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the eights of the Chachamim gave to Haman, that you're never going to be able to defeat Mordechai if he has a particular yichus. Then the Gemara is going to explain why it is that Achashverosh got so angry at Haman. The Gemara is going to tell us a little bit about Yosef HaTzadik and how Yosef gave Chamesh Smalos to Binyamin, and that seems to be an odd thing to do, to favor Binyamin over the other brothers, considering that Yosef suffered his fate, a terrible, he suffered all the Yisurin that he suffered because of such a similar thing that Yaakov did for him. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how Yosef calmed the brothers down when he revealed his identity to them. He told them that everything's going to be okay. And the Gemara is going to darshan the pasuk, what each of those things referred to. We're going to talk about different types of shiros that we have in Tanakh, where things are not just written line by line, but it's written piece by piece in different ways that it's laid out, like you have by Oz Yashir is written differently than Shiras Hazinu, as an example. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether Megillah requires Sirtut, whether it requires etching in the lines, and we're going to talk about the Gadlus of Talmud Torah, how it's even greater than Atzalus Nefashos, it's even greater than Binyan HaMikdash, it's even greater than Kibbut Ava'im, and we're going to have Rayas for each of those ideas about the godless of Talmud Torah. So let's begin again, as we said, 6 lines from the bottom of the page. So that night, the king's sleep was fitful sleep. He couldn't sleep. So it means as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't sleep, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was awakened to save Klal Yisrael. For Rabbanan Amri, Nadu Elyonim, Nadu Tachtonim. No, it means that the Malachim in the Olam HaElyon were waking up in order to do something. They were agitating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do something, and that caused Achashverosh to not be able to sleep. Rava Amar Shnas HaMelech Achashverosh Mamish. That it means Achashverosh couldn't sleep. Why? Nafle Milso B'dayte. He started to think, Amar, might the command is Aminta Yasul Haman. Same kasha the Gemara was bothered with yesterday. What was Esther thinking that she invited Haman to a suda? We had 12 different answers. Achashverosh had the same kasha. What is Esther thinking that she's inviting Haman to a suda? Dilma Itzo Kashakli Laveda Ugavar L'Miktalei. Maybe they're coming up with some sort of plot between Esther and Haman to kill me. So Hadar Amar. So right afterwards he says, Ihachi Lava Gavar Durachim Lidav Modali. It's impossible to come up with such a plan without including some other people in on the plan. So obviously people know about this and they're not telling me about it. How could it be that I don't have anyone that likes, I'm such a lovable guy. How could it be that no one told me about it? So Hadar Amar. So then he said, Dilma Ikinish Tavibi Tibus of Laprate. Maybe I owe somebody a favor and I didn't pay him back a favor, and because of that I'm not such a lovable guy, and that's why no one's telling me. Mishum Hachi Mimni and Shivalo Megalili. That's why no one is telling me the secret. So Miyad right away, Vayom Lavi Yasefer Zuchronos Divrei Yamim. He says, let's get the books out to see what kind of favor I owe to somebody. Viyu Nikraim. So it says Viyu Nikraim. L'chorit should have said Viyu Korim, that they were reading from the book. So Melamit Shinikraim. Kroyme Elein, that it was like reading itself. It was like a what do they call it? An audio book, right? It was it was just reading itself to him. Vayimatzei Kosov. It says Kosov sounds like it was written right now, but Kosav sounds like it was written it was written earlier. So we hear the Sefer Zichronos and the Maaseh Mordechai was written way earlier. And why does it say Kosov? So Kosav mi bayalei. So Melamed must be teaching us a lesson. Shashim she Melchek v'Gavriel Kosev. That as the Sofer of the Melech was trying to erase the Maaseh with Mordechai and how he saved the Melech, Gavriel the Melech was rewriting the whole Maisa. So that's why it says Kosov, that the Maisa was happening, the Ksiva was happening right now. If even a physical Ksav down here in this world that's there to provide a Zuchus for Klal Yisrael cannot be erased, so the books up in Shemayim certainly cannot be doctored when there's a zechus of Klal Yisrael. So up in Shemayim, anything good that we do certainly is going to remain, is not going to be able to be erased. So it says Lo Nasi Imo Davar. The Nari HaMelech told the Mesharsim told Achashverosh, we never did anything for Mordechai. They should have said in the same way that the same lashon that he said Lo Nasi Imo Yukaru Gedula, meaning so Amar Rava. Rava says you see from the fact that they say Lo Nasi Imo Davar, not Lanasimo Yukaru Gdula, that Lomabne Shahavin is Mordechai. They were not interested in giving Mordechai a lot of honor. They didn't love Mordechai. El Mesha son of Mes Haman. They only wanted to lower Haman because they hated Haman even more. So it's not that they loved Mordechai, they just wanted Haman to suffer this indignity. So that's why they said Lanasimo Davar, we don't have to do much for Mordechai. We just have to do something to aggravate Haman. So Hechin Lo. Pasuk says Haman came to the Chatzabes HaMelech HaChitzona and in order to tell the king, Littles is Mordechai al eitz asher hechin lo, to hang Mordechai on the eitz asher hechin lo. So it could have just said asher hechin. What's asher hechin lo? So Tana lo hechin, that he didn't realize it, but he prepared that eitz for himself, because in the end of the day he was going to be hanged on that eitz. Vasakein le Mordechai, and you should do this to Mordechai. Everything you just suggested, Achashverosh says, you should do to Mordechai Yehudi, who's Yosef B'Shar HaMelech, etc. And it goes into detail of who Mordechai is. Achashverosh goes into such detail because Haman was pushing him. Amalei Manu Mordechai. Haman played dumb. He said, I know who Mordechai is. What are you talking about? Who's this Mordechai you're speaking of? Amalei Hayudi. You know, the Jew. So Amalei, Tuva Mordechai, you could be Yudai. From what I understand, Mordechai is a fairly common name among the Jewish people. So I don't know if that tells me all the information. Maybe it's some other Mordechai. So Amalei Hayoshe B'Shar Melech. No. The one that's always Yoshe B'Shar Melech. You know, the one that drives you crazy. The one that, you know, calls that one. So Amarlei, so he says Sagile Bechad Diskarta. You know, you can just give him one little village somewhere where he'll be able to collect the taxes, and that will be good enough for him. What did you one favor? So do him one favor. Inami Bechad Nara. Give him one river where he'll be able to collect the tolls as people, you know, for people traveling over that river, and good, that will be good enough. Why do you have to give him all this honor? So Amarlei, Hanami Avle. Sachasher says both of those are good ideas also. Also give him a village. Also give him a river. I like it all. Al Tapal Dov Mikola Shedibarta. Don't withhold anything that you're speaking. You know, okay, I like where you're thinking. Keep coming up with more ideas. But not to take away anything that Achashverosh had already said. So Haman took the levush and the sus, and he had to dress up Mordechai. So Azal Ashkid Yasir Rabban Kaveh. So the Gemara fills in some of the details of the story that Haman came and he saw that the Rabbanan were learning by Mordechai. Mordechai was saying Shir Umakbilu Hilchus Kmitza the Rabbanan. They were apparently learning Maseches Menachos, and Mordechai was showing the halachos of Kmitza, how to do Kmitza of a carbon mincha for the Rabbanan. So Kimi the Chazi Mordechai Dapik Lekabli. That when Mordechai saw that Haman was coming to greet him and he had a sword and he had this horse in his hand, so Mirtas, he became afraid. What's he coming to do? So Mordechai quickly told the Talmidim, "Hai Rishia the Miktal Nafshi Kasi. Undoubtedly, Haman is coming to kill me right now. So Zila Mikami Diloti Chava Begachaltu. You better scurry away because I don't want you to get caught up in the crossfire when Haman comes after me." Susay. So at that moment, Mordechai started to daven, meaning there is a mitzvah d'oraisa that at an Eset Zara, a person has to daven according to all Rishonim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa and an Eset Zara. More as far as Mordechai was able to tell, this was an Eset Zara. Haman was about to kill him. So he was Nisatef, and he davened. So Haman v'yasav l'kamayu. So Haman came and sat there in front of Mordechai and the Talmidim, and he waited patiently until Mordechai finished his tefillah. So Haman asked the Chamim, I ask Yisu, what have you been involved with? What are you doing? What are you discussing? So apparently the Chamim didn't run away. They stayed there. So they said to him, we're learning Hilchus Kmitza. So Bismash Bismushkayim, Mad Menadiv Mincha, if a person would take a Nadava to bring a Kabar Mincha, Maisi Malikum Tzidusulte, he would have to bring a Kmitza of flour, Mischapale, and that would provide a Kapara for his Averos. And now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so now we learn Hilchus Kmitza in order to get a Kapara, right? That's the Halacha. That's what the Gemara tells us in a couple of places, that Bizman Shekorn Ben Lefanai Kesedra Zeb Malani Aleim Kilu Kraftim Lefanai. That Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Tainis Tav Chav Zayin, we had Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu that, when Avram Avinu says, B'mei Eda Ki Rishena, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, the Zuchus of the Karbanos, he says, yeah, Tainach Bizman Shemitz Mishay Kayim. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, what's going to be the Zuchus? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the Zuchus of saying the Karbanos. When you say the Karbanos, that will provide the Kapara. So they told Haman, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we have to say the Karbanos, we have to learn the Karbanos. So Amalu, Haman said back, Asim Malikum Sekim Chadidchu, your comets of Karban Mincha came, Vidach Yasara Alfei Kikari Kasva Didi, and it pushed away my 10,000 Kikari Kesef. So Amalei, Mordechai overheard Haman referring to the 10,000 Kikari Kesef as his own. He says, Russia, Evet Shekar L'chasim, Evet L'mi L'chasim L'mi. He reminds him of who owns you. He said, you used to be my Evet. And we know, Mashakal Evet Kana Rabbo. So you think that your 10,000 Kikari Kesef, they're my 10,000 Kikari Kesef. How could you even speak like that? Samalai, Saman said to Mordechai, Kum Levosh Hani Mani Ruchav Haisusa. He says, you're supposed to wear this royal clothing, and you're supposed to get on this horse, ride on this horse, the royal horse. The Bailach Malka, because that's what the king wants, to honor you. Samalai, Mordechai said, Lo Yechilna, I cannot do that. I can't wear these big day Melech and ride on this horse. Adayal no Bebon until I go in and bathe myself and take a haircut. It's disrespectful to get on to wear royal clothing and get on a royal horse when you look so unkempt, and when I've been fasting and I've been, so I need to clean up a little bit. So Esther sent an edict from the palace that all the bathhouses had to be closed, and all the barbershops had to be closed. So he himself brought Mordechai into the Beis HaMerchatz because there was no Vaaske, and he had to wash him himself because there was no one else to wash. And Haman had to go and get a pair of scissors from his house, the Kashakal Beimazi, and he had to give Mordechai a haircut himself. While he's giving Mordechai this haircut, Ingad V'Isnach, he starts to groan and to sigh. So Amalei, so Mordechai says, I might come as Nachas. What's the matter? You know, anything going wrong? Like, why are you so upset? So Amalei, so he says, Gavr Dava Chashvle L'malkabi Kulu Rav Vanohi, the person who was considered the most chashuv person by the king, more so than all the other sarim. Hashul the shavi balani v'saper. Now I've become a barber. Now I've become a bathhouse attendant. Samalei, Russia, v'lav saper shall kfar kartum ha'isa. You seem to have forgotten where you came from. That's not something that should cause you to groan. That's what you used to do anyway. You were the barber shop in kfar kartum. So Tana Haman saper shall kfar kartum haya esrim shtayim shana. And it wasn't like, you know, just when he was starting out in his career, you know, to make a little extra money to pay his way through school or something. This was he did this for 22 years. This was a full career that he had, and then all of a sudden it's considered to be beneath him to do such a thing. So that's what Mordechai reminded him of. Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz asks in the Aras Tavash, he says, well, wait a second. The 3 days of fasting were Yudalit, Tezvav, and Tezayin of Nisan. So it turns out that this event happened on Tezayin Nisan. Tezayin Nisan in our calendars, when you're in Chutz La'aretz, is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. How is Mordechai allowed to go get a haircut and go take a bath on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios? So Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz suggests that Al Yidei Akum, it's mutter to get a haircut if it's Letzorech Mitzvah, because the Jew is not doing any Maisa. He's just allowing the Maisa to be done on him. This comes up in Halacha, in Hilchos Nida, that if a woman forgot to cut her fingernails, so sometimes Amira La'akum is the Eitzah, that if you don't, that they're doing it on you, you're not doing anything yourself. So maybe that's a Litzorich Mitzvah for Tevilas Mitzvah, it's Mutzah. So over here also, Litzorich Mitzvah of what Mordechai was supposed to do, he was allowed to allow Haman. And it says, Rabbi Yonasan Epshus, maybe that's why Esther closed all the stores. It wasn't just Stam to cause a greater indignity to Haman. That maybe also would have been worthwhile. But there were so many Jewish barbershops, and there were so many, and she was afraid that Haman would force one of the Jewish people to do this. And it's a Yom Tov Sheni for them. They're not allowed to do it. Inami, another possibility, says the say some of the Achronim, that maybe in that time, the Anaf Yosef writes, the Chachamim in the door of Mordechai maybe wore Beki and Bekviya Diyarcha. And maybe they didn't have to do Yom Tov Sheni. And they didn't even do it Machmas Minag, because that was only in the second Golos, after Chorban Bayis Sheni, that we have this concept of Minag of the Seinu Biyadenu, and Minag of the Seinu Biyadenu, that we continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni. But maybe there was no observance of Yom Tov Sheni in that Tkufa, in that time period. Okay, so the Gemara says further. Now, Basad Shekinu L'mazel of Shinul Mane, after he gave him a haircut, he dressed him up in the royal clothing. Obviously, it's after the haircut, otherwise the hair would get all over the clothing. So Amalei, Sakur Rechav. So he says, go up on the horse so I could ride you around. So Amalei, Mordechai said, Lo Yechilna, I'm not able to get up. I've been fasting for 3 days. I don't have the energy to climb up on a high horse. So Gachin Vesalik. So Haman had to bend down, and Mordechai had to use his back as a step stool in order to get up on the horse. Kisalik Baad Bey. Once Haman was down, Mordechai gave him a little kick. So Amalei, so Haman said to him, Lo Ksiv L'chu B'nefol Oiv Chal Tismach. Don't you know there's a halacha that the downfall of your enemy, you're not supposed to take joy in it? You seem to be enjoying this a little too much. You have to kick me while I'm down. Samalei says, Hani mili bi Yisrael. He says, no, that's only by the Jewish people. But if the enemy is the likes of Haman, then the halacha is the opposite. Then Adrabah, we're supposed to take joy in your downfall. So every once in a while, you have that shayla that comes up. You know, when Saddam Hussein, or when Osama bin Laden was killed, do you say halal? Is there some sort of simcha that a person is supposed to have? Or do you say bin falayv chal tismach? So from this Gemara alone, the implication certainly is that, you're supposed to enjoy and you're supposed to be happy about such things when it's not be Israel, when the enemy is from a foreign nation. So Haman rides Mordechai around the town on the horse, and he announces, this is what happens when a king wants to honor somebody. So when they were walking down Haman's block where he lived, in the alleyway where he lived, his daughter, who was standing on the roof at the time, whatever she was doing, she saw that there was someone leading somebody on a royal horse. So she imagined that the one who was riding on the horse was her father. She knew what Haman had set out to do that morning. He said, you know, when he left the house, he said, okay, I'll see you later, I'm off to kill Mordechai. So she figured that must be, this was part of the process, that it was Mordechai that was leading. So Shakla Tzitza de Beis HaKisei, she took the Beis HaKisei. They didn't have indoor plumbing, so it was just gathered together in a pot, and she took the whole pot that had everything in it, Vishadisei Aresha Davu, and she threw it on what she thought was Mordechai, but turned out to be her father's head. Dali Ene, he lifted up his eyes to see where did that come from. V'chaz Davuahu, and she saw that she had just done that to her own father. So Naflamigra Laru Mesa, she committed suicide. That would be a better option than having to face her father at the end of the day after having done that to her father. And that's what the pasuk says. Mordechai wasn't in the Shara Melech when Haman took him to ride on the horse. So he was learning with his talmidim, we said. So what's Vayashav that he returned? It means he went back to his sackcloth and to fasting again. So he went back to davening in the Shara Melech. Meaning, it's not that he returned to the Shara Melech, because he wasn't in the Shara Melech. He returned to the state of fasting and davening, and where did he do that? He did that in the Shara Melech. So, v'haman nidchaf el beiso, avil v'chafei rosh. Lashon of avelus normally doesn't apply to someone who is embarrassed. Avelus is an entirely different kind of thing. So what does it mean? Avel al bito, v'chafei rosh al she'irelo. He was an avil because his daughter just died, because she jumped off the roof. But he was chafei rosh because of that's a lashon bizayon, because he just suffered this terrible bizayon based on what just happened to him. So then the pasuk says, that Haman told everything that happened to Zarishishto and to Kol Ohavav, and it says that by Yomer Lo Chachamav, that after he told Kol Ohavav, his Chachamim said to him whatever the advice they gave him. So Karlu Ohavav, Karlu Chachamav. I don't understand. Which is it? Were they Ohavav or were they Chachamav? It says that he told Ohavav, and the people that responded were Chachamav. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Omer Dvar Chachma, anyone who says a Dvar Chachma from Chachma Satora, not only a Jew, Afilu Bumas Olam, even a non-Jew, Nikra Chacham, earns the title of a Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan's Mechadish said even someone who was not Kona Chachma, if he says a Dvar Chachma, he just happens to say a Dvar Chachma, is also considered a Chacham. And the Raya is from the Oave Haman, that they're not called Chachamim initially, because they weren't Chachamim. They weren't Chacham Be'etzem. It's only afterwards when they said a Dvar Chachma that they earned the title of a Chacham. So what was the Dvar Chachma? They said, Imizera Yehud Mordechai, if Mordechai comes from the Zara Yehudim, you're never going to be victorious over him. So Amalei, Imishar Shvatim Kasi, they said to him, if he comes from other Shvatim Yechaltalei, you might be able to overpower him. But Vimishavit Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, we have a tradition that if he comes from one of the following four Shvatim, Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, or Menashe, Lo Yechaltalei, you're not going to be able to overpower him, you're going to lose. Yehuda, Dichsiv, Yad Chabar Fevecha, Yehuda, because the Pasuk says in the Bracha of Yaakov to Yehuda, that your hand is going to be on your enemy's neck. And Enoch, and as far as Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, Dichsiv, Behu, Lefnei Ephraim, and Binyamin, Menashe, Oras Gvura Secha. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'orer the Gvura in order to help them, so certainly you're not going to be able to overpower the Gvura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing for them. Kinafalti Paul Lefanav, Darash Rabbi Dabar Ulai, Shtein Nefilas Halal Lama. What's the double lashon of Nafalti Paul? That they tell him you're going to fall, for sure fall in front of him. So Amalo, so they were telling Haman, Umazu Meshula Liafar, Umashula Kochavim. The Jewish people are compared to the dirt and they're compared to the Kochavim, they're compared to the stars. Kishen Yordin, Yordin Ad offer. When they go down, they go as low as the dirt. Kshein olin, olin ad the kochavim. And when they rise, they rise all the way to the kochavim. The Jewish people don't know mediocrity. The Jewish people are typically either the lowest of the low, treated as the lowest of society, or we rise to the highest echelons of society. That's the nature of the Jewish people. So that's what they were telling Haman. That's the story that you have in Maseches Ksubas. The Gemara says about Bito Shalnat Ben Gurion in the period after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw her, he said, "Ashreicha." She was nebuch with nothing, no food, and she was going through the galalim of the behemos in order to find undigested pieces of barley to eat. Because she had nothing and she had come from such a rich family. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Ashreichem Yisrael, that bizman that you're also in Ritzon Shel Makom, ain't kal umah v'loshon sholetes b'chem, and bizman she'ein also in Ritzon Shel Makom, you're underneath the animals of the lowest of the nations. So why is that Ashreichem Yisrael? The first half is Ashreichem Yisrael, but all of it is Ashreichem Yisrael. The fact that Klal Yisrael doesn't know mediocrity is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always talking to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always putting it, it's clear where whatever our position is, it's Me'es Hashem. So we always have this Hashkacha Pratis, Me'es Hashem. So all of that is Ashreichem Yisrael. So the advisors of Haman recognize this, that Klal Yisrael is either on top or on the bottom. The Srisei HaMelech Higiu Ve'yivhalu, and they rushed to bring Haman because the Melech had said he wants Haman. Melamit Shivu B'vahala, they didn't even have time. He didn't even have time to take a shower, and he had just had whatever he had thrown on his head from his daughter. So he was smelly, he was gross at this time, and he had to appear in front of the Melech this way. So Esther Malka asked the Mishnah Yayin for herself and for her nation, Kinim Karnu Aniva Ami, Kiena Tsar Shova Benezek Amelech. So Amalo, Esther said to Achashverosh, Tsar Zeh, this guy, this Haman, Enu Shova Benezek Shamelech, is not worried about what's going to befall the king. Ikni Ba Bevashti Ukatala, he got jealous of Vashti, so he had you kill Vashti. Hashti can be by the Mitali. And now he's jealous of me, so he wants you to kill me. So he doesn't care about whether you're happy, Achashverosh. He keeps knocking off, he keeps killing your wives because he gets jealous of them. So Vayomer Vayomer Lamali, why does it have to say Vayomer twice? That the Melech Achashverosh says and Vayomer Lester Amalka. So Amar Bivo B'tchila Ali De Torgman. Initially, whenever he would speak to Esther, it was only Ali De Torgman because she was a regular person. And typical citizen, it's not respectful for the king to speak directly to, so there would always be a torgamer between them. But Kivin Damalev, the Beis Shaul Kasina, once she told him her Yichus and that she comes from the Beis Shaul, so she's also from Malchus, Miyad V'yomel Esther Malchus. So then he switched and he started speaking to her directly. V'atomer Esther Ish Tzarva Oyev, Haman Araza. It's this Ish Tzarva Oyev, and then she identifies Haman Araza. Amar Ablazer Melami Chayesu Mechava Klape Achashverosh. Sounds like at the beginning of the pasuk she wasn't referring to Haman. She was pointing toward Achashverosh and saying, you're the Ish Tzarva Oyev. Another indication about the rishus of Achashverosh, which we have sprinkled throughout this entire parak. Uba Malach V'sata Yad Klape Haman. The Malach had to come and move her hand to point to Haman in order that Achashverosh won't get insulted. V'amelech kam b'chamaso. So the king got up in his anger and he went to the Ginas HaBisan, and then V'amelech shav miGinas HaBisan. Then he returned from the Ginas HaBisan. Well, obviously, if that's where he went, that's where he returned from. So why does it have to say that he returned from there? So Makas Shiva Lakima, to tell me that the same state of mind he was in when he went to the Ginas HaBisan is the same state of mind he was in when he came back. Makima b'chema av shiva b'chema. Just like when he got up to go, he was angry. When he came back, he was angry as well. Dazel v'ashkel malachay sharis dimnulek kigavri. When he went out to the garden, he saw malachay sharis dressed up as regular people, meaning in the form of regular people. V'kakri lani debustini, and they looked like they were in landscapers' uniforms, and they were pulling out all the trees of his garden. V'amelu ma'ayuv daichu. He said, who ordered people to pull out all the trees in my garden? Amalei depaktin on Haman. Oh, Haman asked us to do this. Haman decided to redecorate the whole place. So asal the basis. So he went back to his house and he was angry because how could Haman start ordering things around the palace and to pull out his trees that he planted, his orchards that he planted? V'Haman nofel alamita. And then he came back and he sees Haman falling on Esther, jumping on Esther. So nofel nafal mi bayle. It should have said nafal and passed it. So Rabbi Lozim lami shabba malach v'pilu alayah. That as Achashverosh was coming in, the malach came and shoved Haman onto Esther to get Achashverosh even more angry. Amar vaymi besa vaymi bra. Wherever I go, Haman is causing me trouble. When I go out to the garden, he's causing me trouble. I come back home, he's causing me trouble. V'yomer HaMelech, Hagam lichbosh shesamal gimi bavayis. You're going after the queen when I'm right here? V'yomer Charvona. Charvona was one of the Sarisim said. So from Charvona, Charvona said, Hinei Eitz Asheras HaHaman, it's Gavoa Chamisha Mama. It's such an interesting thing. Charvona was aware of the precise measurement of the eitz. Now, you look at an eitz that's 50 amos tall, you would never know the precise measurement. Charvona must have been involved in the construction of the eitz that was supposed to hang Mordechai. Amar Blazer Av Chavona Rasha Ba'osa Eitzah. He was also part of that Eitzah Haya. Kivan Shara Shalon Niskay Ma'atzasa. But when he saw that it wasn't working out and that Haman was about to have a downfall, Miyad Barach, he ran away. Ba'ainu Dechsiv, and that's why the pasuk says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Paranus to the Rasha and he has no Rachmanus on him, and therefore all the people who used to be his buddies, who used to be his friends, they all run away. They don't want to suffer with him. The Chamas HaMelech Shachacha. Then the king's anger subsided. Why is it Shachacha? Normally it should be with one Chaf. Why is it with a double Chaf? Because there was a double Kam. Achas Shal Malka Shal Olam. One is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mochel Klal Yisrael for being Mishtach V'Letzel. Because if you recall, that was why the Gemara had asked, why is it that Klal Yisrael deserved to be wiped out? It was because we were Mishtach Velitzelem. The decree wasn't ultimately carried out because we only did Lefnim. We weren't really in our hearts. We didn't believe it, but we behaved that way. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us forgiveness for that. V'achash al Achashverosh. And one for the anger of Achashverosh had subsided. V'amri la achash al Esther v'achash al Vashti. And some say, no, it was both about Achashverosh. But the anger of that Haman wanted to kill Esther and the anger for Haman killing Vashti, that both of those angers were now calm because now that he had taken care of Haman. When Yosef meets his brothers, he gives five changes of clothing to Binyamin more than he does to the other brothers. So Efshar, Damshin, Star, Bo, Sotzad, does this make any sense? The very thing, the very Mita that caused him so much pain and so much suffering that he was treated differently than than all of his brothers. So Yikashalba, now he's going to be nichshal in that very same thing. He's going to show favoritism to Binyamin. Damar Rav Bar Mechatz, Yamar Rav Chaim Bar Guri, Yamar Rav Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slam Milas Shehosif Yaakov LiYosef Misharechav Niskal Gadav Yodav Selim Mitzrayim, because of a little extra clothing that Yaakov made for Yosef that he didn't do for the others. That's what led Klal Yisrael down to Mitzrayim in the first place. So now Yosef is going to do the same thing and give clothing, dafka clothing, a little extra clothing to Binyamin, more so than the other brothers. I once heard, I think from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zichrono Livracha, I forgot who he quoted, that maybe Rabbi Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer or someone like that, that Bishvil Shnei Slaim Milas, why do we have to know the weight of the clothing? In fact, a sela is 17 grams. It's very, very little. So it's not mistaver that the entire beged was so light. The Marsha writes that Shnei Slaim Milas, that the whole that was the beged. It's a nothing. How could it be that it was such a light beged? So there's a Gemara somewhere where the Gemara says Mila Ba'achas Ushtika B'Shtayim. That Mila B'Sela Ushtika B'Shtayim. That to say a word is worth a Sela. A word is valuable. Words are valuable. But sometimes Shtika is more valuable than saying something. Sometimes you just have to be quiet. And maybe that was the message that Yaakov was trying to give Yosef. That Yidavka gives him a little beggar that weighs Shtei Slatin, to be Merames to him. Mila ba'acha. Sometimes you're supposed to say some things. Sometimes shtika b'shtayim. Sometimes you have these dreams, you have these aspirations. You don't have to go around telling them to your brothers. You don't have to share everything with everybody. So that's always a siyag l'chach mashtika. A person always has to know when to be silent. A lot of times people are criticized for silly things, and they just feel like a need to fire back, and they need to much better to just let it be, and then it will just go away on its own. So Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes, Remez Ramez Al Shasid Ben Lot. What he was doing was, what Yosef was doing by giving this clothing to Binyamin, was giving him a remez that he's going to have a descendant, and that he was going to have a descendant who was going to wear the Levushe Malchus. And since it was understood by the brothers that this was just a remez to what was going to happen in the future, but not that this was a personal present being given to Binyamin over the other brothers, so that's why it didn't cause any jealousy. And he fell on the necks of his brother Binyamin. Binyamin was a two-headed person, but he only had one neck. What do you mean the necks of his brother? So Amar Abelazar, Bacha al Shnei Mikdashim Shasidin Lios Bechalko Shal Binyamin Vasidin Licharev. It was about the two Batei Mikdash that were gonna be in the Chelik of Binyamin, and that were ultimately gonna be destroyed. The Beis Hamikdash is referred to as a neck because it's what connects the Rosh to the rest of the body. So the Beis Hamikdash is the meeting point between Yerushalayim Shalmaila and Yerushalayim Shalmata. It's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina comes down to this world. The Binyamin Bachal Tzavarov, and Binyamin cried on his neck. Now Tzavarov could mean plural or singular, but Pashtus is in the contrast to Tzavarei Binyamin, so it sounds like it's on Yosef's singular neck. So Bachal Mishkan Shila Shasalios Bechalko Sheyosef Asalucharev, he was crying about Mishkan Shila that was going to be in Yosef's Chelek, that was going to be destroyed. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says that Yosef wanted it to be clear to his brothers that he had no tainas in them. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, "Kashem Shein Belibi al Binyamin Achi Shaloi B'Michirasi Kach In Belibi Aleichem." Just like I have no tainas on Binyamin because he obviously wasn't involved in my sale, I also have no tainas on you. So lest you think that he's only saying that, but Belibi, he really has a problem with them. So Kipi Amadabra Aleichem, he says, Kipi Amadabra Aleichem doesn't mean because he's not explaining anything that he said earlier. Ki means kifi kein libi, that the same what I'm saying with my mouth is what I really, really believe in my heart. I really have no tainas on you whatsoever. So when the brothers separate, you know, take leave of Yosef, when they go back to Eretz Yisrael to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, so Yosef sends gifts to his father. Laviv shalach kazos asar chamorim nosim mituv Mitzrayim. So my mituv Mitzrayim, what is the tuv Mitzrayim that he sent? Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Lozer, shaluchol yayin yashash shaskein nochimenu. He sent them aged wine because that's something that Zakenim tend to enjoy. Another teaching of Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, several teachings we've had already of Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, I lost count, but Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes says in the name of Rabbi Lazar, when we see that the brothers fall in front of Yosef and they bow to him, even though they're more chashuv than him, that even a fox who's not the melech of the chayos, the aryeh is the melech of the chayos, the lion is the melech of the chayos, even the fox, when he's having his time, you batter the fox, because that's how he's having a time where he's being successful. So even the older brothers are more chashuv than Yosef. It's not clear what makes them more chashuv than Yosef. They're older, they're a little older, but not much older. All of them were born within 7 years of each other, all 12 shvatim were born, so it wasn't such an age gap, that a lot of must have been a Lebedic household. So says Martala, wait a second, Yosef was a fox? The Gemara is bothered by this question. What do you mean? What makes him less than his brothers? He was he was a couple of years younger. I mean, well, what is it? A couple of months younger than some of them? No. What it means to say is, it's going on a different pasuk. Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Amita, that Yaakov bows toward Yosef. That's where Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes says, Amar Belazar, that a person in his time, when he's experiencing his moment of malchus, so you should bow to him. Now there is a halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Aruch Chaim and Reish Chav Dalin, that if you see a melech mimalchi of the chavim, you say Baruch Shenasan Mikvodo Lebasar Adam. There's a bracha that you say on a melech. So the question is, do you say such a bracha on a president? Right, this comes up all the time. Baruch Hashem, we've had many askanim and shtadlanim who've been able to have meetings with presidents, with heads of state. So there's a shayla, do you say a bracha? And if you say a bracha, do you say a b'shem u'malchus? A lot of the presidents are aware of this. They'll say, you know, they enjoy it. That they know the Jewish person is going to say a bracha on them. So one of the shaylas is, there are two issues. Is it about how much power the person has? And that if they have the power to execute and the power to pardon from execution, that power is what you're saying the bracha on? Or is it, that's one discussion in Poskim. The other discussion, and some say maybe not a president, because while he does have the power to pardon, he doesn't have the power to execute. He can't just say, it could have gotten ugly in several times if a president could just say, off with his head, right? So he doesn't have that kind of power. The other discussion that they have is a president is not a lifelong, it's only for, he has a term limit. So he's only there for X amount of time. So one of the Poskim brings a raya that from our Gemara that it's okay, even if he has a term limit, it could still be that you say a bracha on him. Because what does our Gemara say? That when the fox is having his moment, of course he's not the aryeh, he's not the lion, he's not the king, he's not there forever. He's a fox. He's having his moment, but still you bow to him. So maybe that's a raya that you still view him as a king in that moment when he is the most powerful person in the world. So Yosef started to speak nicely to his brothers. Again, he said things that they could that speak to their heart. If 10 candles can't extinguish one candle, I mean, you wanted to extinguish me. One candle is going to extinguish 10 candles. So that's what the Achronim point out. Candles don't extinguish other candles, but that's exactly Yosef's point. That you think that there's a competition over here. It's me against you. No, this is min bimino. When you mix two things together, it just provides more light. You bring more candles, it provides more light. It's like when the Ran discusses bittul of a davar sheyesh lo matirin in the Darim Nun Beis, right? The Ran says when you have min b'shein omino, there's bittul. Why? Because one tries to overpower the other. There's a conflict. So when there's a conflict, one tries to overpower the other. When you have min b'mino, nothing's trying to overpower anything. It's never going to be bittul. It's all enhancing each other. So we're like neiros. We're just enhancing each other. We add more light to the world. So the pasuk says that there's ora, simcha, sason, and kar. So Amar Rav Yehuda, ora zu Torah. Ora is that we were able to go back to learning Torah. V'cheinu amar ki ner mitzvah v'torah ar. Simcha ze yom tov. We weren't able to fulfill the mitzvahs of yom tov during the time of Haman, of Haman's decrees. V'cheinu amar v'samachta b'chagecha. Sason zu mila. V'cheinu amar sason v'chialim rasecha. Mila provides us with a certain sense of simcha, that all other mitzvahs were given to us with vayidaber Hashem. Mila was vayomar elokim el Avram, which is a softer lashon. And we find that David HaMelech also, the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel, found great joy in his Mila, because when he was in the Beis HaMerechatz and he was Aram in the mitzvos, he didn't have tefillin, he didn't have tzitzis. What was Nesiyah Shiv Daito? When Allah Shminis, that he saw that the Mila that's done on Yom Shmini, that's what gave him a sense of simcha. V'yikar elu tefillin, and the honor is tefillin. V'cheinu amav ro kol ha'meretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha, that kol ha'meretz will see that the Shem Hashem is called on us and they'll fear us. V'tanya Rabbi Elazar Agadol Omer Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. That's a reference to Tefillin Shebarosh. That when a person Tefillin Shebarosh is more public, so that's why it gives us honor. V'es Parshadasa Aseres B'nei Haman Amar Avad Min Yafa Aseres B'nei Haman V'Aseres Tzarek L'Mimrinu B'Neshima Achas. You're supposed to say it all in one breath. My time. Kulu Ba'Dei Adadi Nafkun Nishmasayu, because they all died at the same time. Chayadim writes that minhag in many places is that the Balkari pauses and everyone says it in one breath, and everyone says Aseres B'nei Haman. So Chayadim says because the Balkari is saying it in one breath, it's very hard to hear it. So the only way you can be Yotze is if you say it yourself, because you're not going to be able to hear every word from the Balkari. But the Ragachavar famously says differently. He says no, when Shomei Ka'ona works on the words that are being said, but when there's a way to say the words, then the Shomei Ka'ona doesn't work. That the way it is being said transfers over to you, similar to what the Beis Halevi writes about Birchas Kohanim, that you can't have one Kohen with a nice voice doing the Birchas Kohanim and all the others being yotze the Shomei Ka'ona, because Birchas Kohanim has to be B'kol Ram. So it could be Shomei Ka'ona, it makes it as if they said the words, but not as if they said it B'kol Ram. Now it doesn't go on the way that it is being said. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vav de Vaisasa Tzarech Lemimtcha B'Zekifa K'mordai Delivros, that the Vav of Vaisasa should be long, like the stick that they use for a boat to make sure that they're not going to hit rocks. My time, Mekulu B'chad Zekifa Z'Tekifu, because they were all hanged on one long pole. Amar Rabbi Chinim Rav Papa Dorosh Amishilish Kfar Tamarta Kol Hashiros, all of the songs that you have in Tanakh, Kulu Nechtavos Ariach Al Gabi Levena Levena Al Gabi Ariach, they're all arranged with thick bricks, wider bricks on top of narrower bricks, and narrower bricks on top of wider bricks. It looks like it's a stable building. Chutz Mishirazu, except for the Shir of Aseres B'nei Haman, Umalchi Knan, and also the list of the 31 kings of Canaan in Sefer Yeshua, where it's Shariach Al Gabi Ariach, Levena Al Gabi Levena, where it's just two columns. So my time, Shalotei Tekumu L'maplosim, because that's Dafka built in an unstable way to show that they're not going to rise from their downfall. So he starts off by saying the Jewish people killed 500, and then he softens up. He was about to criticize Esther, and then a Malach came and gave him a little smack, so he started talking nicer. So Amar, it should be Amra, she's the one talking. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that they should read the, she wanted that. That the story of Haman and everything he wanted to do should be read from a sefer. Divrei Shalom ve'emes. So Amar Rabbi Tanchum v'Amilam Rabbi Asi Melamit Shetzricha Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah. You see from there that the Megillah requires Sirtut. You need to etch in the lines just like when you're writing a sefer Torah, which by the way is a chiddush. It's Machlokas Rishonim whether a sefer Torah requires Sirtut. If you hold it doesn't, then it means a mezuzah. Mezuzah is Amita Shel Torah because it contains the core essence of Kabbalah Samach. Okay, we'll stop there, but we'll pick up over there tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.